So we had our first social enterprise strategy launched in 2022, which ran for 3 years. So in 2025, we were in the process of reviewing the initiatives from that and the supports that we were delivering to social enterprises under the SICAP program. And then because that had finished, we decided it was time to review and then plan for what would be in the next strategy and kind of what additional or new supports are needed for the social enterprises in Donegal.
And I suppose at the heart of it is SEND, which is the Social Enterprise Network Donegal. What's that?
Yeah, so one of the initial strategy initiatives was to form a network for social enterprise managers and committee members so that they could come together and have peer support, have shared learning, gain from each other's experiences. So it was like a communication platform, it was a participation platform, but also then we could respond to kind of any identified needs that they had, whether it was manager level or as a voluntary committee member. So we started off with single digits of social enterprises as far back as 2020, and over the last 5 years that has grown now with like 75 members of our network, and it just shows the vast range of social enterprises across the catchment. And we meet monthly. And so we have a structure now where we meet on a regular basis, and we have in-person meetings with guest facilitators, you know, based on their requests. And then we also have online meetings, and we have, you know, training programs. We have some capacity building support. So, yeah, the SEND network has expanded massively over the last 5 years, and we hope it continues to keep growing now in this new strategy.
And whenever the network does meet, I suppose, on the ground, what are the challenges that the managers are sort of discussing among themselves?
Yeah, so like there's a variety of kind of needs and also gaps there. So we're able to come in under the SICAP program, the Social Inclusion and Community Activation program, and then also work with some of our fellow partners and agencies that are there regionally and nationally as social enterprise support organisations. So you know, social enterprise managers and committee members are very time poor. You know, they're task rich. There's a lot of demands on their time. So we've been able to come in then and maybe help them in areas of governance, compliance, maybe you know, sourcing funding applications, you know, training and upskilling. So you know, a lot of the social enterprises are community venues or providing a community service that's vital here in Donegal, and so we have to be there in the background supporting the social enterprises so that they can still deliver that standard and quality in the community. So yeah, it's very much actively evolves around what they request and identify as kind of like the main area of need. And finance and raising funding and generating income, and it's like any business, a social enterprise, like any business, you know, and the responsibility of keeping the doors open and making sure that they're still providing everything in the local community.
And I suppose, you know, you say that this has been growing year on year. Is there capacity for more social enterprises to join this, or do you think the number of social enterprises across Donegal, like, are they aware that this is here?
Yeah, so we're constantly building on that promotion and awareness. You know, it just shows how over the years we've been able to increase significantly the number of members. Membership is optional; it's not mandatory. You know, it's up to you whether you have, you know, time in your schedule to make a meeting. You know, and if you don't, there is, you know, like there's resources that we do digitally as well, and we also have our incubator hub for startup social enterprise. So like there's social entrepreneurs there that have concept ideas that we're able to take them through that journey of formation into a social enterprise. So we have new social enterprises, we've existing social enterprise, you know, so it's there if it fits your need and if it's something that you want to avail of, like by all accounts, yeah, you can join the network and you know, gain from the supports that we offer.